This coming week, Mitzvah Hashem is the Yortzeit of Tzadik Yisrael Olam, Sama Rebbe, Sfasirgin Aleinu, Gerlish. So he had a very big avodah when it came to Malach HaMalka. He took it very seriously. He said sometimes he would have Malach HaMalka at the wee hours, very, very close to the morning. Anyways, he was up every night. He'd never slept. He never slept on a bed. The whole week he never slept on a bed. Only Shabbos he slept on a bed. But the whole week he never slept on a bed. I got that from my Rebbe. And it's actually a funny story. There was once on Purim, one of his chassidim, he was a shikr, and he wanted to sit in the Rebbe's chair. So he said, at least once a year it's kedai for chassid to be a Rebbe, sit in his chair. So some Rebbe sit back to him. He was also, quite sugar. He said to him, when you can be oisa leilas kayamim for 40 years straight, then you can also be a Rebbe. That's what he said. If you can have nights like days for 40 years straight, then you can also be a Rebbe. So this pizman, which he did before, Ish Chassid Haya, which we spoke about. So the Sama Rebbe had something very interesting. He would be mechabit his guests who came from Lava Malka to start or to sing each one of the different zemras on Friday Lava Malka. My Rebbe does the same when we join him. So says that when he would get up to the end of it, Ish Chassid, who says, flush it, find it inside. It says, Ze kimo be'emes ufarach lo ish ha'emes. This was Neskayim, it was done be'emes, and then uparach lo ish ha'emes, that the ish ha'emes, which is Eliyahu Navi, he flew away. Parach lo ish ha'emes, ish ha'emes flew away. So Sama Rebbe, whoever he was machabit to start Ish Chassid Haya, to sing that, he would tell him, do Ish Chassid Haya, and then you also have to go straight into Amar Hashem LeYaakov, Atir Avdi Yaakov. Right? Very interesting. So that they said, the reason why he did that is because Uparach lo Ish Ha'emes doesn't end off on a good note. It means that Eliyahu Navi goes away. So he didn't want to end it off on a good note, so he would tell him to go straight into Amar Hashem LeYaakov, Atir Avdi Yaakov. Right? We'll come back to this in a moment. So we know that that we mention in davening after we say Shema, before Shemona Esrei, we mention Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then we mention that was the first of the 8 Emeses we say. Emes, Emes, Emes. We do 8 Emeses until we come to Shemona Esrei. And how many vavim do we have? V'yatze, v'nachum, v'kayim, v'yashar. We have 15 vavim. Right? One of the reasons why that is because we know emes is the need of Yaakov Avinu. Titein emes, Yaakov. And Yaakov had shiftei ka. Right? Shiftei ka. So 15 vavim, right? 15 vavs, yudke. Yudke is 15. There's 15 vavim. It's interesting because the Ari has a kavanah here that for these 8 emeses, Yaakov gives 4 emeses to Leah and 4 emeses to Rachel. That's the kavanah here. So you see that it's mamash b'yuchet to Yaakov. Yaakov is giving 4 emeses to Leah and 4 emeses to Rachel. That's what the Ari says the kavanah is in these 8 emeses. And since between Leah and Rachel he had shiftei ka, right? So mamela, there's 15 vavin. Ka, shiftei ka. Why Vavin? Because Vav is the Os Emes. As Vav is the Os Emes. That's what the Zohar says. Vav is the Os Emes. So Mela, these 15 Vavin correspond to Yaakov. And Mela, he's giving these Vavin have a Shaykhis to Yaakov and the Shiftei Ka. It's Emes of Yaakov. Now, what is the Mead of Emes? What is the Mead of Emes? So, the Mead of Emes is the ability to be makasher and achris and erashis. Hein go'alti eschem achris kereshis. The geula, the final geula, will be b'midas ha'emes. Since it's emes, it's go'alti eschem achris kereshis. Even the word eschem is osios amitra, your emes, or ki emes, but it's really amitra. Chastecha va'amitra tomei dituni. That's the meaning of Hashem. Emes is go'alti eschem achris kereshis. We say that here. We say, Emes atahu rishain v'atahu achrei. Emes, what are you? Atahu, what are you? Rishon v'atahu achrei. When there's a yichud, when there's a kesher of achris v'rishis, that's called the mid of emes. The reason why Yaakov is the mid of emes is because he's makasher achris and rishis. A father is considered to be a rishis, and a son is considered to be an achris. So since Avram had a Yishmael, and Yitzhak had an Esav, so there was a pagam in the mitah of emes. But since Yaakov was mitaso shleima, his mitah, his bed was complete, there were no rishayim, that's called there was an emes, there was a yichud of Yaakov, who's the father, and his children, which are called achris. That's why, if you'll notice, in this passage between Shema and Shemana Esrei, we mention many times this in of banim, right? If you'll notice, it comes up very much. The Dor Vador, who Kayam Shmo Kayam, the name of Dor Vador. Al Veisenu, Vialenu, Al Banenu. And then we say, Al Harishonim, Vial Hacharonim, Dov Ratov, Kayam, Emes. Right? That's called Al Harishonim, Al Acharonim. Right? Where there's Rishonim and there's Acharonim, that's called Emes. And we say again. Abusavanim. Emes. She'atahu odin li'amechu u'melech gibo lo'ri rivam la'avos u'banim emes. Whenever there's avos u'banim, that's called the middle emes. Then we say, emes atahu rishon atu achron. What is emes? Emes is atahu rishon atu achron. And then we say, by the way, emes mi mitzayim galtan. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with emes. Where do you see emes by Yitzis Mitzrayim? Because what did Hashem tell Moshe? With what name would he leave Mitzrayim with? Hashem Ekya. Ekya Asher Ekya. So what's Ekya times Ekya? 21 times 21? Emes. Right? So that's called Emes Mitzrayim Galtana. By the way, it's interesting. It seems that Emes is the Indian of that whenever you have something which multiplies itself, like Ekya times Ekya, that's called Emes.
Why is it Emes?
Why is it Emes? Because Yaakov multiplied himself. That's, he had children who were tzaddikim like him. When a father has children who were tzaddikim like him, that's called he's multiplying himself. Right? That's when the Rishon is like the Achra. It's interesting that in the Kavanah here of Ezras Aviseinu, this word Ezras is in between the four emeses. Ezras Aviseinu. Right? So the Ari says Ezras is Gematria 676. It's Gematria 21 times, 26 times Havaya. What's 26 times Havaya? Havaya times Havaya. Havaya times Havaya. So even that word Ezras is a synonym of Emes. It's in between those Emeses. So Emes on the right, there's four Emeses on the left, Ezras is in the middle, so Ezras is Havaya times Havaya. And that's called Ezras Abiseinu. That's for the Ovos HaKadoshim, right? For Yaakov especially, because Yaakov is the middle of Emes. So it's interesting. We say, in the Parsha of Tzitzis, at the end of Parsha of Shlach, see, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzeisi Yitzchem Meretz Yitzayim, Yitzchem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What do we put in? We put in the Emes, right? Because Emes is what? That Emes serves as what? Where did they get that Emes from? It's the beginning of the Yatziv. But we're using it as what? At the end of Shema. So we took the word Emes, which is the beginning of the Yatziv, we made it into a Achris. So Emes Atahu Rishon, Atahu Achra. That's exactly what we're saying. That the Emes, which was the Rishon, is also the Achra. Right? That's exactly what that is. So over here, it doesn't say in the Torah Emes. Because what does it say immediately after that? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We begin Parshas Korach. What does it say? Ve'ikach Korach. What did Korach want to take? He wanted to take the Emes. He wanted to take the Midut Emes. What does the Torah say? Ve'ikach Korach. Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kehaz, Ben Levi. What's missing?
Yaakov.
Yaakov's not there. Yaakov is the Isha Emes. So since Kayach wanted to take the emes, but he couldn't take emes, that's why Yaakov is missing. Because what does it say about the emes? Titing emes to Yaakov. Emes has to be given to you. Since Vayikach Kayach, he wanted to take the emes, you can't take emes. Emes something has to be given. Emes something has to be given. You can't take emes. Now that's why it says in that whole context there, it's all about the banim. Kayach ben Yitzhar, ben Kohas, ben Levi, right? That's all, they were all tzaddikim. All those people were big tzaddikim, right? That's called emes, right? Emes, when you multiply yourself, that's called emes. Since Kayach is not part of the cheshbon, he became a rasha, so as soon as he became a rasha, because he was vayikach, then Yaakov is gone. There's no emes anymore. Because emes means that if you have the means of emes, you multiply yourself. And if you're a tzaddik, your children become tzaddikim also. Emes atu harisha me'atu achra. That's why over here, in this part of the opening, what do we say? We say, Emes Elokei Oilam Malkeinu Tzur Yaakov. The Tzur of Yaakov is the Mid of Emes. The Rock of Yaakov is the Mid of Emes. That's why we say here too, Emes Atahu, Emes Shatahu Hashem Elokeinu. Emes Shatahu Hashem Elokeinu. Havaya and Elokim are also a Bechina Rishon and Achra. The Mid of Rachamim and the Midah of Din. Chazal say, all of the Daito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with the Midah of Din, right? But he saw when Binas Gayim, so his Meshatef, the Midah Racham and the Midah of Din. And that's called the Midahs of Rishon V'Achra. Rishon V'Achra. Where do we find a Yichud of Havai Elokim? Huh? Matan Torah. Atah Harisa Ladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Inron Mavadai, right? But also by Elionavi Behar Karma. Said Hashem Hu Elokim. Like we said, Ish Sachu Acharav, Hashem Hu Elokim. Right? Because there's a. Elio is also the Midah of Emes, like we just said. Uparach Lo Ish HaEmes. Yeah, Elio is called the Ish HaEmes. In that case, he has a Shaychus to Yaakov. Right? Elio is called the Ish HaEmes. So Elio also has a Shaychus to Rishon VeAcharon. He calls Emes Atahu Hashem Elokeinu. He was Meyachid Havayan Elokim. That's called Rishon VeAcharon. That's why Elio is a Navi of who? The Heishi Leiv Avos Abanim V'Leiv Banim Alavoysa. He's Makasher Avos Ubanim that's in Rishon V'Achron, that's the Midah of Elio. It's Makasher Avos Ubanim, Rishon V'Achron. It's very interesting. I saw a beautiful remez this past week, I forget who said it. On the Pasuk, V'atem Hadveikim V'Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayom. So, Hashem Elokeichem is the last words of Parshas Tzitzis. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And we add the word emes, right? That's the word ve'atem. Ve'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. If you mekasher the word emes, you make it dovek to Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. You're b'chin of chayim. That's called chayim. So who lived forever? Who's the lechet mid of chayim? Rabbi Anavi. Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, right? So anybody who has the Midah of Emes, that he's Makasha, Hashem Elokeichem, which is Hashem Elokim, so Chaim Kulchem Hayom. He's a Bechin of Chaim. When do we say that Pasuk? We do it by Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah, because Torah is Emes, Moshe Emes, V'Saraso Emes. But we also say it on Moshe Shabbos. We say it in V'Yitimcha. At the end of V'Yitimcha, we say the Pasuk, V'Hashem HaDekim, because it's Shaykh to Moshe Shabbos. Because Moshe Shabbos is the Inyan of Achron V'Rishon. It's the end of the week, which is now beginning the week. So since it's Shaykh to the Midah of Emes, that we're ending the week and beginning a new week, from the Midah we have Eliyahu become a Moshe Shabbos. He's Makasha, the Achris, and the Rishis.
So what's the trap with B'nai Karach Lomeis?
Because it's a good Kasha. They skipped Karach. They were able to Makasha themselves to Yaakov again. So Mamela, well, before you come into Shemona Esrei, Shemona Esrei, you have to be a chai to get into Shemona Esrei. So you need to meet an emes in order to get into Shemona Esrei. So you have to be semech gula the tefila, right? How do you mix semech them together? Through the meet an emes, right? Because Shema Yisrael is considered to be like a reishis, and tefila is considered to be like an achris. So you need emes, these eight emeses, to bridge the gap to be makasha that rishon v'achron. Because only a person who's a chai can enter into the world of Shemona Esrei. You have to be a chai. You have to be a chai to come into Shemona Esrei. That's why we say, "Batem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim kulchem ayom. Since you said ani Hashem Elokeichem emes, you're a chai is allowed to come in. That's why, what do we reference right before going into Shemoneh Esrei? Shiris Hayom. Oz Yosher Moshe, what do Chazal say? Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTorah. Because everybody's a mace. Everybody's considered to be a mace until you come to right before Shemoneh Esrei. What's MS? Aleph to mace makes MS. So you're a mace. But right now, since you said Ani Hashem Elokeichem emes, so you get this MS. MS means that you take the word mace and you give it an aleph, it makes MS out of mace. That's called Tchiyas HaMesim. So Mamila, Oz Yosher Moshe, right? Shira Chalash Shibchul Gilim Hashem Nulach Leilam Boed, right? Sur Yisrael, which is Yaakov, that's Midat Emes. Come into, you have to come in that way with the Midat Emes, you have a Tchiyas HaMesim, because only a Chai can enter into Shmona Esra. To be a Chai, can't be a Mes. Baha Mesim Yehal Luka. It's interesting, the Ari has a Kavana. He says, by Ashrei, he says that when you say Ashrei, when you say Yehi Chvod Hashem Leilam, you say Hashem Hoshia. No. How does it end? Melech Yanei Yom Kareinu Ashrei Yishvei Beisecha Ol Yeluchzad. Rabbi says you're not allowed to be mafsek. You're not allowed to be mafsek b'shem Melech Yanei Yom Kareinu Ashrei Yishvei Beisecha. Also to be mafsek. Doesn't explain why. You know why? Because the Rabbi has a kavana right there. It says, "Ashi shveisecho ilachasal shemirachanu tehila ledavid tehila gemachya emes." Tehila is gemachya emes. So since you have a remez there to emes, you can't be masak between the achris of yichvoid and the reishis of Ashrei. What's interesting is that Ashrei shveisecho or Hashem shekach Hashem shasham alakav is not part of the kapitel of tehila ledavid. Tehila ledavid is no shaychis to that. It's no shaychis to that. But what's going on over here? Aleph. Tehillah David doesn't begin with an aleph. It begins Tehillah David, and it starts with the base. It goes Aramim Chalakai Melech, but really it's not its own pasuk, right? But there's a keshah between the tough and the aleph. Mm-hmm. When there's a keshah between tough and an aleph, that's called emes, because in kasha achris v'reishis. I think we said once about Akdamas, right? We spoke about Akdamas, that all of the Akdamas end with the letters ta. Akdamas, right? The tough in front of the aleph, right? That's called emes. And since you're about to read the Seres Hadibra, Samata Torah Shavuos, which is the scholars of Midat Emes, so every Akdamas, ends with Taf and an Aleph. That's why it's called Akdamas. The Aleph, Kadam, Taf, which means that the Taf comes before the Aleph. Adam, Aleph, Kadam, Taf. The Taf comes before the Aleph. Get it? That's Akdamas.
I say, if anyone never heard you read Akdamas, they won't get it.
Talking about. That's Tehillah LeDavid. So since Tehillah LeDavid is Makasha, the Tav comes at the top, it comes again at the end. What does it say at the end? Tehillah Hashem Yedaber Pi. So you have a Tehillah in the end and a Tehillah in the beginning.
It's not part of it.
I think
it is. No,
it is part of it. It ends with the top. Yeah, but you see that it ends with the word Tehillah and it begins with the word Tehillah. That's mean that that's emes, because if it ends and begins with tehila, it means mean that emes. That's why when we say these eight emeses, what do we say before coming? How do we stand up with what word?
Tehila.
Tehila is the kelal yai. Tehila, right? Tehila is emes, right? But tehila means like many emeses, right? Plural emeses. That's called tehila. It's lots of emeses. Since he had a lot of emeses, he said tehila is the kel. Kel is the aleph again, right? So tehila is the kel. That's the tough before the aleph. Tehila is the kelal yai. So this is also the midah of Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. So Eliyahu HaNavi is Motzei Shabbos. Who's Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yaakov's Shabbos. Gemara says Shabbos, secret of Shabbos is Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. The Nachal of Yaakov. The reason why it's called the Nachal is because the Nachal is inoposif. The Nachal never ends. And the Mid of Yaakov, the Emes, never ends. Memory full. Okay, good thing you go. So the Mid of Emes never ends. That's called Nachal of Ilumitzar. Who's the one who's able to be Mamshech the Mid of Yaakov Emes when Shabbos comes to an end? Eliyo. Eliyo is also the Isha Emes. So as soon as Yaakov ends, that Nachal of Yaakov Avinu is Mamshech Ha'idei Elyon Avi, because he's also called the Isha Emes. That's two Emeses, right? That's like lots of Emeses. There's the Yaakov's Emes and then the Elio's Emes. It's interesting, that's why Motzei Shabbos, what do we see about Elio? He's called Elio HaTishbi. Right? HaTishbi. So really, there's Shabbos, right? Shabbos, right? So Shabbos ends, right? Shabbos ends. So Elio is called Tishbi. What's the difference between Tishbi and Shabbos? Huh? Okay, forget about the yod for a second. Between the word Toshev, which is Tishbi, and Shabbos. Same letters, right? Elio HaTishbi. So Elio is Shaykh to Shabbos and Yaakov is Shaykh to Shabbos. It's that Yaakov is Shabbos and Elio is Toshev. He's Tishbi. So what's the difference between, what happens, what's the difference between the two letters? Two words. Shabbos is Shin Beis Tov. Toshev is Tov Shin Beis. What happened? The Tov at the end goes to the beginning. Right? That's in before, we said before. That's Sikkur of Atomas. That's where that last letter comes to the top, that's called Emes. That's why it's called the Parach Lo Isha Emes. It's called the Isha Emes because he takes the Tov of Shabbos and he brings it to the top. That's what we said, we just said in the Kapitel, we said, Ish Tishvi Al Shmo Nikra. Because what does Zayar say about Shabbos? Shabbos is Shmo Dukut Shabrichu, right? That's Shmo. Ish Tishvi Al Shmo Nikra. That the word Tishvi is Al Shmo. That he took the Tuf and is on top of the word Shabbos. Ish Tishvi Al Shmo Nikra. That Tishvi is called Al Shmo. He's on top of Shabbos. And he takes the Tuf and he puts it on the top of Shabbos. It's called Ish Tishvi Al Shmo Nikra. He's on top of Shmo. On top of Shabbos, which is Shmo Dukut Shabrichu. Achas Kereishis, yeah. Take the last letter and put it to the top. That's not it. So Mimela, we can understand very nice. By the way, that's why we say V'yitin Lecha Elokim. What does Rashi say on the word Vav? V'yitin. Yitin, V'yachzor, V'yitin. Right? Because that Vav is like Kafel. It's the immediate of Emes. Emes is non-stop. It's Yachzor, V'yitin. Yachzor, V'yitin. Constantly be giving. That's Yitzchak's Bracha to who? To Yaakov, right? Yaakov is Isha Emes. So the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov has a shaykh to Emes. Right? So V'yitin is the Vav, which is the Os of Emes. And when you times Vav on top of itself, Vav times Vav is 36, right? That's Vav, the Midr Emes. It's on top of itself. It's pure. So what do we just say over here? Zek kimo be'emes uparachlo Isha Emes. Okay? First of all, you have two times Emes here. Right? Two times Emes here. Uparach, right? Where do you find that the word parach in previous parshas? By Korach, right? So they took the matah of Aaron and they put it into the makom in the makom hamikdash and the makom hakodesh kodeshim, and then it sprouted. It was vayifrach, right? So the matah Aaron is like a vav, and that vav has a parach. So what happens when a vav has a parach? That it blossoms. It's vav times vav, right? So what's vav times vav? So look at this one. Uparach lo, u. Vav. Parach. What happens when Vav is Parach? Low. So, Parach low, Isha Emes. So since it was Nisbarer, in the Kodesh Kodeshim, in the whole Machlagas, and Korach, and Aaron, who's the Emes? Vayikach Korach. Korach wanted to take the Emes. There's no Yaakov. He doesn't Shaykh Yaakov. Aaron is Shaykh Yaakov. So in the Kodesh Kodeshim, so Melo, Parach loy. But it was Parach loy. That's why, how many nearest Hanukkah do we have?
36.
36 nearest Hanukkahs. 36 is Vav times Vav. The nearest Chanukah shows that it's a... What's the commander for Chanukah? Nachal, right? It's Nachalas Yaakov Avicha. It's Nachal. It has no end. It's Nachal Abli Mitzarim, right? That's what it is. That's Eilid. Like 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Once you get to 8, it's called Ein Sof. Because 8 is the Malam Min HaTeva. That's where there's 36 candles. Well, Parach Loi Isha Emes. It's a remnant to Yaakov, and it's Mid of Eliyahu. What was the minute going back to the beginning? What was the need of the Samarov over here? What did he want? What did he do? Whoever reads Ish Chassid has to go what?
Right.
Straight into the next one.
Yeah.
Huh? What does it say? Amar Hashem LeYaakov. So what do you have here? A kesher between who?
Eliyahu.
With Yaakov. With what word at the end? Emes. So Uparach Lo Ish HaEmes. Amar Hashem LeYaakov. That Eliyahu is Isha Emes, at that word Emes, since Emes is Ato Risha B'Acharon, he gives that Emes to Yaakov, that's called Titin Emes to Yaakov. He gives the Emes to Yaakov. So that when Shabbos ends, and you lose the Midat Emes, comes Eliyahu, and he comes back, and he gives the Midat Emes back to Yaakov. That's a chibur of Achas Horatius, the Yichud of Eliyahu and Yaakov. That's why over here also, Amar Hashem Yaakov, Al Tira of Yaakov, every single one ends with Al Tira, right? Al Tira is also Aleph Tav, right? Al Tira, each one is Aleph Tav, Aleph Tav, Aleph Tav, Aleph Tav. That's why Emes, the word Emes is Aleph Mem Tav, right? It means they say Yichud, Aleph is the Reishis, Tav is the Achris, and the Mem is what? It's the Makasher. It's a Makasher. Even the word Emes is Maram, is on the Kesher between Reishis, Reishis V'Achris. Okay. Okay, somewhere we can go by it, but. Stop here.
One more minute.
You know that the whole Indian of Eliyahu Hanavi is that with Yaakov is that what? So Chazal say that it says five times in the Torah it says Yaakov with a vav, and five times in the Torah it says Eliyahu chasev vav. It says Eliyah, right? It's because what happened is a mashkon that Yaakov took as a mashkon from Eliyahu that he's not going to give him his vav back until he redeems his people, right? So what happens? He took his vav, right? That's called Titin Emes Yaakov, that Eliyahu gives his vav to Yaakov Avinu. That's exactly what's going on over here. At the time of Motzi Shabbos, which is what we say, what? Vay of the Nefesh. What's Vay? Vay is a vav, yeah? Vay of the Nefesh means that as soon as Shabbos goes away, that there's a missing vav. There's a missing vav. You're missing out of the vav. The vav is the Emes. The vav goes away. Shabbos goes away, Emes goes away. That's Yaakov's Emes. So Yaakov says, I'm taking the mashkon. I'm taking it as a mashkon from Eliyahu, I'm taking the vav. So the fact that Eliyahu gives his vav to Yaakov, that's called Titin Emes to Yaakov. He gives his vav, because it's the last letter of Eliyahu, that's why it's the vav. He gives his achris to Yaakov, who's called Bechina Vreshis, because he's Avos HaKadoshim. So Eliyahu gives his last letter to Yaakov, that's called a yichud of achris Vreshis. Yaakov is the first, and Eliyahu is the last, so that's called the yichud. Achers, Rishis. I said a Torah not so long ago. I'm to share it. I told the Chevron Bergenfield this Torah after the Shir. It says that goes like this. Every single seder of davening is called a geula for a Jew. There's a bechin of geula klalis and there's also geula pratis. Like the Bashem says, karva anafshi gala. Every Jew is asking for his personal redemption. The whole seder of davening is the geula sanafesh for a Jew. That's if you soimech geula l'tvila. Right? When we say goal yisrael, we speak about geula, that's the geula for each person befrat. And when you come to Shwana Esrei, that's called the manifestation of every single person's Geula. So Geula is what? The Yaakov tells Eliyahu, says, you're responsible to make sure that every single Jew has a Geula. Eliyahu is the one who's Mekabitz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. He's the one who gathers the Yidden from all over the place. So that's entrusted to Eliyahu Navi. And Yaakov makes sure of that by taking the Vav of Eliyahu Navi. So the whole seder of davening, Goa Yisrael, is that every single Jew, by the time he comes up to Shemona Esrei, he's a chai. Like we said, he's a chai and he comes up to Shemona Esrei, that's a matzav of geula. When you're standing in front of Hashem, it's just you and Hashem and there's nothing else in the world, you're in a matzav of geula. So the whole seder of davening, as I mentioned once before, begins with Eliyahu and ends with Eliyahu. It begins with Pasach Eliyahu, and it ends with Tanit Eliyahu. The whole seder of davening is a lot which has to do with Eliyahu Navi. It's not the time to talk about it. It has a lot to do with Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu is called, he's the Mispala. Because Eliyahu is Pinchas, and it says, Vayamur Pinchas Vayfala. Pinchas has a Shaykhis to davening. Vayamur is the Amida. He has a Shaykhis to the Amida. There's his notices of Eliyahu, but every single davening there's notices of Eliyahu Navi. So Mameila, when you come to Shemona Esrei, what do we say? You have your Geula. Go Al Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu v'elokei Avraham, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, v'elokei Yaakov. Okay? Now we begin davening with this following pasuk. We say, v'zacharti es b'si Yaakov, v'es b'si Yitzchak, v'es b'si Avraham. If you say the Akedah, there's a whole tefillah after that. One of the second we say is v'ne'emar v'zacharti v'zacharti es b'si Yaakov, v'es b'si Yitzchak, v'es b'si Avraham.
It was
about
there, no?
Oh! In that word Yaakov, it's spelled Yud, Aleph, Kuf, Vav, Beit. So about five times that Yaakov is spelled Malay.
That's the pasuk.
Yeah. Zacharti is Bisi Yaakov. That's why it's called Zacharti is Bisi Yaakov. Okay? Now, when you come to what does that show if Yaakov has the Vav? That is no Gula yet, right? Because if he has the Vav, he's waiting for Eliyahu to come Goya. So he started with Pasach Eliyahu. You're now going to be Eliyahu. You're going to be on this mission to redeem every single Jew. And Yaakov has his Vav. He's beginning his mission. When you come to Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, what's the difference between Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov? What's Velokei?
It's at the
beginning. Huh? Right. No. What are the letters Ve'elokei?
Oh, Eliyahu.
Eliyahu. Eliyahu. The difference between Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov, the Vav is only by Yaakov. And Neri has a drush on that Vav. It's Vav of Das. Ve'elokei Yaakov. Here Yaakov is spelled what? No Vav. Why? In the beginning of davening, it says Yaakov Moli Vav, because in the beginning of davening, you're in a massive gullus. But at the end of Shemana Esti, when you claim Gal Yisrael, Ve'elokei Yaakov, Yaakov gives his Vav back to Ve'elio. And it's in the beginning of his name now, Ve'elokei, right? It's in the beginning now. Not at the end, it's in the beginning. That's called Geula. That's the Emid of Emes. When the Achris becomes the Rishis, that's the Emid of Emes. That's Ve'elokei Yaakov. That's why it's called V'zacharti is Brisi Yaakov. Who's the Malach of Bris? Eliyahu. Who's the Malach of Zechira? Eliyahu. So if a Zacharti is Brisi Yaakov, when that happens, when there's a Zechira of the Bris, he's going to take back the Vav. That's in Shemona Esrei, Ve'elokei Yaakov. That's good. Okay, Shmasechet to all the Semes. Shmasechet to a lot of Emes, you have to be Zechet.
Not Nachas Yaakov, it's also
Gematria. We know. In Nachal Abli Mitzarim, you know.
Nachas Yaakov, Gematria, Ezra.
Nachlis Yaakov, Lach Ezra? Oh, with the Vav? Very nice.
Yeah.
Sense of
that. That's
what we said, look at Emes and Sheker. Emes is spelled in order, but it's Av and Mem, Av. Sheker switches the order.
That's right. Yeah.
Shin.